FM is a platform that champions diversity. Not all our programs reflect the views of the station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Caught It All with Karen. Hope you enjoyed that song by Sub Focus. Today's agenda, I'll be doing some more healing wise stuff. There'll be plenty of music to listen to, and I will be starting the show with a segment that I came across on Twitter. So have a listen to this.
Dr. James Whitdown. Is it acceptable to him that my five-year-old half-Chinese daughter could be placed lower on a surgical waitlist than someone else with the same clinical need, time spent on the waitlist, location and deprivation level due to her ethnicity? And if not, why is ethnicity a factor on the surgical waitlist equity adjuster?
The Honourable Madam Adjuster.
Mr Speaker, I ask for your guidance. Back on 12 May 2021, and through you, Mr Speaker, it was from David Wilson, an update to all of us from the Speaker then, who talked about a ruling of people taking care as they express themselves to think of the wider consequences when they do. The nature of these questions are absolutely intended to raise racist opinions amongst the New Zealand public. Order. And I ask you, Order. Mr Speaker.
No, sit down, I'm going to rule on this. That is a very serious accusation that the member has made. The first part of it, I disagree with in this instance. To carry on, to make an accusation as you did, I'm contemplating sending you out. It's a discussion that perhaps this House should have one day. But you cannot make that accusation in this House. You will stand, withdraw and apologise.
I stand, withdraw and apologise.
No, I'll give you one more chance. You do it properly, you can stay.
Point of order, Mr Speaker.
No, you're going to apologise correctly.
I stand, withdraw and apologise.
You can leave the chamber. You will leave the chamber.
So, Marama Davidson, that was an interesting example of her racially dividing nonsense going on in the chamber down there in the beehive. Then scrolled on through a few more tweets and that, and then I came across this one. I genuinely believe, this is from Dove. Love Dove Clark, at Love Dove Clark. I genuinely believe everyone hates on black women, absolutely, for no reason. Like, what did we do to y'all to be hated like this and constantly be the topic of conversation? ? And then there was a response to that was interesting too. Black women have a special element of magic to them. It's like something you can't explain. Many people can't stand the things that they can't explain, so they find ways to downplay us. It enrages some of us that people are so blind to our true and elite worth. So I'm going to leave you with that. I don't want to go on too much. I think you get the gist. I'm just going to say it. Hashtag not cool. Inciting this kind of racial tension among the people based on a whole load of BS. Let's listen to some music.
my hair down in my eyes and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? Look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make all these green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face and glow and ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, and ask her if she can get away and meet me, and maybe we can grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make these green apples and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. There's no such thing as make-believe puppet dolls, autumn leaves, and BB guns.
The focus of today's talk will be on nourishing our body with wholesome food. So let's begin the reading. Eating wild food is consuming optimum nourishment, and this is because a wild plant nourishes the fullness of your being from the fullness of its being, whilst that of a cultivated plant that is nourished less fully consequently evokes less integration into your body. Eat wild food frequently, in addition to your regular diet. At the beginning of your wild food eating journey, you will notice that your tastes will start changing. The junk foods you couldn't resist before now irritate your tongue, smell offensive, and generally annoy you. Hard to believe that most premenstrual women would actually rather eat organic kale or cooked nettle than chocolate. Optimum nourishment is craved and sought after by our bodies. Wise woman tradition evokes health, wholeness, and holiness by recognizing the opening, the hole for the desired nourishment to enter. Trauma, grief, pain, disease, and injury create holes. And so do safe spaces, consensual agreement, and respect among beings. With openness, the wise woman knows that the person is more compassionate, more self-loving, and more aware of personal and planetary wholeness, and so fuller integration will be supported and nourished, no matter what the techniques of interaction. There are no food rules in the wise woman tradition. Openness can occur between plants and people, and animals and people, and stones and people themselves. In the wise woman tradition, this is an important key in understanding optimum nourishment. There can be no food rules in the wise woman tradition. Take the following situation, for instance. I am sitting on an airplane my face to the window, crying. I have just had a fight with the stewardess about my carry-on bag, a fight which I lost. The older woman sitting next to me reaches into her capacious purse, nearly as big as the bag they wouldn't let me take on. Then she finds a wrapped bundle. It's a pastrami sandwich. I am vegetarian. She catches my eye, and smiling tenderly, she offers me half the sandwich. With my local vision, I see meat, and I ready myself to say no. Then I look with wise woman eyes. She is the goddess, this old woman. She is wholeness, holiness, the wise woman. And she offers me nourishment, mother love, and acceptance in my misery. I feel the openness of my heart. I offer myself compassion and I smile back at her. I open myself to the sacrament she offers. I accept the nourishment she offers me. I accept the healing gift of pastrami on rye. Locked into a rule I don't eat meat, how can I be ready to receive the abundance of the universe, the mother's nourishment in its multifaceted forms? Rules, maintains the wise woman tradition, especially about food, generally restrict our access to love and to optimum nourishment. Following the wise woman tradition, we find nourishment in mysterious and absurd places. Everything offers us both physical and energetic nourishment when we are open to receiving it. If we recognize only the form, says the wise woman, we are only open to nourishment from the form. But when we recognize and we nourish ourselves with the energy of the form as well as the form itself, we indeed find health, wholeness, holiness. Nourish your new body cells optimally, says the wise woman tradition. In nourishing each new liver cell optimally, the liver will cleanse the blood at an optimal level. The kidneys are replaced, that being every kidney cell, in the time of about 4 weeks. The blood volume itself is replaced every cell in 3 weeks. What cleaner blood than new, optimally nourished cells? Partake in optimum nourishment, and soon every cell of your body is healthy, whole, holy. The nervous system functions more smoothly. The hormonal system fluctuates more evenly. The liver and kidneys are more effective. The immune system is better organized. And the digestive system makes better use of all available nourishment. Well, that's some food for thought right there, isn't it? Excuse the pun. Right, so time for a music break. It will be a lovely, I'm thinking 90s, got to be 90s, or maybe late 80s, cannot remember, but around that time period, Michael Jackson, I Can't Stop Loving You. Enjoy.
stop loving you.
Listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō ehoa.